football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Another night and another night of high school basketball here on WCDO. As we come to you live from Walton tonight, we've made the track over the hill, and we are all set for a boys' contest here tonight between the Walton Warriors and the Sydney Warriors. Girls' game just wrapped up with Sydney hanging on to win 37-34. It was a heck of a ball game, a very highly contested fourth quarter, and the Sydney girls come away with a three-point win, 37-34, thanks to 16 points from Ariana Bernard, 6 points from Taylor Barnes, and 6 points from Mackenzie Gravelin. Mackenzie Gravelin making two foul shots with about 11 seconds left to help seal the win there for Sydney. So that was an exciting game for sure. Up next is the boys' game, so now it's time for the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Now, these are two of the teams in the MAC that are widely considered to be in the top three. I would say right now on the boys' side, if you were to walk into any gym in the MAC and say, who are the top three boys' teams, they might say Sydney, Delhi, and Walton. Now, depending on who you're a fan of, you might disagree on the order, one, two, or three, but I think it's widely considered at this point in the season that these are two of the top teams in the MAC. Sydney, in my opinion, might be the best team right now, just from judging on how they've played. So I have seen Walton, I've seen Sydney, they're both very good teams, and what adds an extra little wrinkle is that in the off season, when Sydney plays AAU with their group that they call the TC Tribe, they have several Walton players that play with them, including the Walton big man, Alex Tweedy, who is certainly one of the best players in the area down low. He's a big guy who can take it outside and shoot the three, so these two teams will know each other very, very well from playing together in the spring and summertime, so I think that adds a nice little extra layer to this game here tonight. We saw Walton most recently when we were at the Pat Grasso tournament over in Lawrence, and they put up a great fight against Class D powerhouse South Courtright. They were actually leading the Rams 31-29 at the halftime break before South Courtright really opened things up in the second half and put Walton away. But that was Walton's only loss of the season so far. They are currently ranked 20th in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll in Class C for boys' teams. Sydney is not ranked. A lot of people have asked me why the Warriors are not ranked despite a very good record right now, and I think it's just because early in the season they had those losses where they went down, played Seton Catholic, Johnson City, some of those big teams. So they had those early season losses, and, you know, just to be frankly honest, a lot of these sports New York State sports writers' polls are put together by sports writers that don't exactly see all these teams. It's very hard for them to cover all the teams in New York State, so I think sometimes there's some teams that slip through the cracks, and I think that's Sydney right now. But I do think over time the Warriors will be in the state rankings along with Walton. But we're set for a great game here tonight, and we'll take a quick break for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. But again, a big thank you to Chambers and O'Hara. They are a longtime sponsor of our tip-off show. They're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including those daily rentals. That's an extra low rate right now on the rentals. And they also have a great service department. They'll get you in and out. They are all there for you on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. So set to be a great game here tonight, a battle of the Warriors as Sydney travels over the hill to take on Walton in a boys' MAC matchup. And I think, you know, earlier in the year, Walton was able to defeat Delhi by 2 points in a non-league game. And I think that really shows that those three teams are going to really fight it out, slug it out for the MAC crown this year. So we will see what happens here tonight as Sydney and Walton face off. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and comfortable. cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live from Walton Central School. Tonight it's a boys matchup here as Sydney has traveled over to take on the Walton Warriors in a MAC showdown. The girls, Sydney girls, defeating Walton in the game right before this, 37-34. So if we're treated to a game which was as good as that, it will certainly be exciting. Starting lineup here for Sydney and head coach Mike Brzee, a junior, number 0, Ethan Finch, a senior, number 11, Trevor Dutton, a senior, number 12, Alex Hoskins, a senior, number 20, Kyle Smith, and also a senior, number 33, Colin Carl. On the other side here for the Walton Warriors and head coach Dave Gardepi, a junior, number 1, Jacob Beach, a junior, number 4, Shane Merwin, a sophomore, number 10, Brett Charles, a junior, number 23, Alex Tweedy, and a freshman, number 24, Dylan Jacob. Jacob is one to watch, folks. Only a freshman could be the next big thing in the area in terms of a young boys player to watch. So no seniors in the starting lineup for the Walton Warriors, and that bodes very well for the future here for Walton basketball, that's for sure. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the jersey there. Walton's in the home whites with the black and the orange trim. Says Walton in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney right to left to start things off, and Walton left to right. Opening tip is Tweedy against Dutton, and Dutton will win the opening tip. Back to Hoskins, who saves it from going out of bounds, gets it safely into the hands of Kyle Smith, who sets up the offense here for the Sydney Warriors. Smith to the top of the key, passes one down low for Hoskins, threads the needle up and in for Alex Hoskins. He puts it home, and it's a quick 2-0 lead for Sydney, 20 seconds in. Here is Dylan Jacob. Both teams come out in the man-to-man, and they'll call a carry here on Jacob, so the ball goes right back to the Sydney Warriors. Of course, we saw Sydney last week when they were at Green on Friday night and came away with a 66-45 win. See what they can do here tonight. Here's Finch. Bounce pass into the left corner for Alex Hoskins. Back for Finch. Reversing one. Now to the high post for Colin Carl. His pass down low. Intercepted. And Walton is off to the races here with Shane Merwin. Back for Jacob Beach. Thought about a long three-pointer far side. Won't do it. And now back off for Dylan Jacob. Jacob with the ball. Back for Shane Merwin, who's also a dangerous threat here at the guard position for Walton. 15 on the shot clock. They trail 2-0. 1 minute into the contest here, live from Walton Central School. Back to the top of the key here for Brett Charles. Dribble drive back out for Tweedy. Closely guarded here by Alex Hoskins of Sydney. Reversing it for Beach. His three-pointer dies on the back rim. No good. Sydney looking to run in transition. Up the floor for Smith. Lost it out of bounds. And Walton was trying to dive headfirst into our broadcast table here with Dylan Jacob, and he couldn't quite get to it in time. So Walton will inbound the ball right in front of our broadcast table at midcourt. They'll get it in. Back for Shane Merwin. Steps up for three. Right side. Merwin from downtown. Gets it to go for Walton. And it's a 3-2 lead here for the Walton Warriors. Great job there by Merwin as he was the inbounder. Got the ball in and then immediately just went to a spot he must be familiar with on the floor. Spotted up for three and drained it. Here is Sidney back the other way. Ethan Finch, left side three, rattles out. Hoskins a rebound, lost it. Finch will scrap it back up in the corner to the high post for Colin Carl. Back down low for Hoskins. Can't get it to go. Right-handed layup was partially blocked. Knocked out of bounds and will stay here with the Sidney Warriors. They will inbound underneath the basket. With 6:20 to go in the first quarter, it's the Walton boys leading Sidney 3-2. Smith trying to get the ball in, and he does. Throws it way up high for Dutton. Lost control of it, though. Merwin comes away, takes it to the hoop, and he's fouled by Dutton. With 6:15 to go in the first quarter, Sidney looking a little frustrated after giving the ball away there on that possession. And so this will be Shane Merwin, the 5'10 junior, stepping to the charity stripe here for the Walton Warriors. With 6:15 to go in this first quarter. As I said, Walton gave a real battle to South Courtright as Merwin makes the first one. He's got all 4 points. It was a 2-point game at the half of the Grasso tournament over in Lawrence, but after that, South Courtright stepped away. One of the also top teams in the area, South Courtright. Merwin makes the second shot. He's got all 5 of Walton's points as they lead Sidney 5-2. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here live from Walton Central School. Dutton, right side three, off a pass from Finch, drains it. And Trevor Dutton dials long distance, and he gets his first bucket of the night. To the left side here for Jacob Beach, his little floater in the lane, no good. Sidney with the rebound. Hoskins, an outlet pass to Finch. Finch is looking to run and gun down the floor, tries to kick one back out for Dutton. Intercepted, though, by Walton, and back the other way they come. Back down the floor here for Shane Merwin. Merwin back up for Dylan Jacob. Pump fakes on a little dribble drive there. And will come back out to midcourt. Closely guarded by Dutton. Sets up the offense. Sidney in the man-to-man. Ball pops free. Jacob gets it back. Tries to pass down low. Gets it deflected back to him, and he's fouled. With 5:25 to go in the opening quarter, it's 5-2. Or 5-5, excuse me. As Dutton hit that last three-pointer to tie the ball game up. That's going to be the second foul here on Trevor Dutton of Sidney. Just, 2.5 minutes into the ball game, and Sidney's going to have to go to the bench with Dawson Backus at the next whistle. Walton with the ball, and Jacob passes one back out for Jacob Beach. Beach passes to the left-hand side, gets it back to Dylan Jacob. Dribble drive down low, finding Brett Charles, and back out for Alex Tweedy. Tweedy outside the three-point line, tries a long shot there, no good, and a rebound is taken down here by Ethan Finch. Ahead for Dutton, up off the glass, too hard. Hoskins skies for the rebound, turnaround shot is good. And Alex Hoskins is there to Windex the glass and put it home, and he's got 4 points so far. It's 7-5. Sidney boys are on top here of Walton with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Back out here for Dylan Jacob. Dribble drive of his own, puts it up and in. Boy, he plays with such great energy. That's his first bucket of the night, and it is 7-7. Back the other way, Ethan Finch, left side. A baseline drive is no good. Rebound here for Walton. And back down the floor for Dylan Jacob. He's outside the three-point line, finds Alex Tweedy, gets into the paint, lost it to Finch, but then kicks it back out. Good recovery there by Tweedy. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Dylan Jacob checks over to the Walton bench to get his marching orders. Looks to set up the offense outside the three-point line. Now for Tweedy, dribble drive into the paint, back out Dylan Jacob, long three, right side, off the side of the rim, and Finch will sky for a rebound for Sidney. Finch over the timeline, bounce pass here for Hoskins, right back to Finch. Down low for Colin Carl, backs his way down and is fouled by Alex Tweedy. Two big fellas rumbling and bumbling down there, and this time Colin Carl will get the better of Alex Tweedy and head to the line. Great ball game so far here tonight, folks. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union. Colin Carl, the first shot is off the mark and no good. Second one coming for Sidney in a tie ball game. Dutton is going to go to the bench now. It took that long to get a whistle. And so Dawson Backus will step in here as he will have a big roll off the bench tonight for Sidney. Second one for Colin Carl is up and good. So Colin Carl with his first basket of the night. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Sidney 8 and Walton 7. To the left side for Dylan Jacob. Outside the three-point line. Closely guarded here in the man-to-man by Dawson Backus. Now back for Jacob Beach. Straight away three, no good. Ball falls out of bounds. Walton couldn't get there in time. And possession back to Sidney. With 3:35 to go in this first quarter, and it's 8-7. Kyle Smith will walk it up the floor here for the Sydney Warriors. Smith to the right side, outside the three-point line, looking for some options now. Back off for Dawson back and zips one to the near side. Now they go down low. Finch with a quick pass there to Colin Carl. Too hard off his fingertips and out of play. And they'll say it was actually last touched here by Walton. I think Tweedy did get a piece of it before it went flying out of bounds as both teams were kind of reaching for it. So Sydney will look to inbound the ball, and they will to Alex Hoskins, hanging in the paint. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound for the Walton Warriors. Back down the right side of the floor. Merwin picks up his dribble. Back up top for Beach and into the hands of Jacob. Jacob. Bounce pass is picked off here by Alex Hoskins. Two on one for Sydney if they can hurry. Dylan Jacob gets back, slaps the ball out of Hoskins' hands, and is whistled for a foul. And I don't think anybody in the gym on the Walton side agreed with that one. Boy, it looks like a clean strip. But the officials will call a foul, and Hoskins will go to the line, and they'll say he was in the act of shooting. So he'll step to the line to shoot two. Two team fouls on Walton and two on Sydney so far. First one on Jacob. Hoskins, first shot is up and good here for the Warriors. So Alex Hoskins having a good first quarter. He's got 5 points. Second one coming here for Hoskins. And this one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Kyle Smith. And the point guard will look to reset the offense here as Sydney leads by two. 9-7 with 2:55 to go first quarter. Ethan Finch, left side. Finch into the corner now. One-handed pass to Hoskins, who's slashing to the basket. Ran out of real estate. Couldn't get the layup to go. Gets his own rebound. Back out for Smith. Pulls up for a 20-footer right side. And the iron is unkind there, but Hoskins another rebound. And Sydney will reset the offense here. Great hustle there by the Warriors on the glass. Dawson back his right side. Now a dribble drive. We'll leave one off for Colin Carl. Rejected out of there by Jacob Beach. And a foul on the play. This one on Finch with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Finch was going for that loose ball. Dylan Jacob just beat him to the spot. And so Finch is whistled for the foul as he tried to reach in. 9-7 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Walton will get it in the backcourt as they come up the floor going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the orange trim. And Dylan Jacob gets the ball back to start the offense. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Here is Jacob Beach, and he's bumped by Ethan Finch, and that's going to be the second one on Finch, his second, team's fourth. And so now you have Dutton and Finch, two of your starting five, with two fouls. And so Nate Vibbert is going to check in for Ethan Finch. Two starters are going to have to sit on the bench for a little bit here for Sydney for protection. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. 9-7 the score. Walton looks to get the ball in underneath their own basket, and they do. Back to the top of the key here for Gavin Griffin, who has checked into the ball game now. Back for Jacob. Jacob shakes off a screen, gets down low, takes it to the bucket, and the little Dr. J finger roll is good for Dylan Jacob, and he's got 4 points. We're tied up at 9. Good ball game so far here tonight. 1:55 to go first quarter. Kyle Smith, dribble drive for Sydney, throws up a little jumper, no good. Colin Carl is there, his rebound, shot won't go, and Walton picks up the loose ball this time. Walton Warriors with a chance to take the lead, right side of the floor. Here's Tweedy looking to get around Alex Hoskins, and a bounce pass back up here to Dylan Jacob. Jacob with the ball with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 15 on the shot clock here for Walton. Left side, Dylan Jacob back out for Merwin, long three, got it. Much to the delight of the Walton faithful fans, Shane Merwin has got 8 points here in the first quarter as he nails another three-pointer to make it 12-9. 1:15 to go in this first frame. Ball to the high post for Colin Carl, and he's fouled. Reach-in foul there on Shane Merwin, and that's the third team foul on Walton and the first on Merwin. Nate Vibbard will inbound the ball right next to our broadcast table here at midcourt. As Sydney in the maroon with the white trim goes right to left on your radio dial. Here is Smith, high post for Hoskins, pulls up jumper, rattled out. Went about halfway down, popped free. Walton with a chance to increase this lead with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 12 and Sydney 9. Left side of the floor for Dylan Jacob. And now we'll leave one off here for Merwin. Back to Tweedy. Tweedy holding on to it for Gavin Griffin. Turnaround shot in the lane, no good. Good defense there to play him straight up by Colin Carl. Ahead for Kyle Smith. Smith through traffic, up and in. First bucket of the night there for Kyle Smith. Puts it down. And it's 12-11 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Walton looks like they want the play for the last shot of the quarter here. Shot clock and game clock almost identical. Now for Gavin Griffin, right side corner on the baseline. Bounce pass to the high post for Tweedy. Alex Tweedy with the ball back for Gavin Griffin. Spots up at the foul line. Shot is no good. Rebound is tied up by both teams. Possession arrow keeps it with Walton with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. And they will get to inbound the ball underneath the bucket with Dylan Jacob. And a 12-11 lead. Walton Warriors. Instead of inbounding, Jacob will come up to the top of the key. Gavin Griffin will look to take it in. Griffin looking for options. Bounce pass into the corner for Merwin. Back out Tweedy. Deep three. No good. Rebound for Nate Vibbard with 8 seconds left. Ahead now for Dawson Backus. Back for Vibbard. Let's see if he knows what the time. Vibbard's going to have to step in at the buzzer and can't get it to go. End of the first quarter with the score of Walton 12. Sydney 11. We'll be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we start the second quarter live from Walton Central School, a boys contest here tonight with a score, Walton 12, Sydney 11. Colin Carl at the high post, back out for Kyle Smith. Steps in, 20-footer from the foul line, no good. Ball is loose. Smith gets his own rebound. Hanging in the air, he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll go to the line. Just 20 seconds into the second quarter, this will be the fourth team foul on Walton and the first on Gavin Griffin. In case you missed the girls' game that we talked about earlier, Sydney was able to escape with a 37-34 victory in what was a hard-fought game. So that was a lot of fun, and now the boys' game shaping up to be the same way. Kyle Smith makes the first shot here, so he now has 3 points. Second one coming at the charity stripe for the senior is good. Puts in a lot of time on his game in the offseason, and it shows when he's on the floor here in games like this. 13-12 to score. Sydney boys retake the lead. Walton with the ball going left to right, and a foul on Dawson Backus as Dylan Jacob, the freshman guard who runs the ball and runs the point quite a bit here for Walton, is fouled as he gets to the bucket. So Ethan Finch and Trevor Dutton, two starters for Sydney, both with two fouls, still on the bench for head coach Mike Brzee. And so Backus and Vibbert are in at the moment here for the Sydney Warriors. Right side for Dylan Jacob. Jacob with the ball. Backdoor pass was looking there for Jacob Beach. Too tall for him. I think Beach would have had to be about 6'9 to pull that one down. And the ball sails out of bounds and back to Sydney. So the Warriors with a one-point lead, 13-12, early in the second quarter. Dawson Backus, good move down low. Bounce pass for Colin Carl, off the glass and good. Carl now with 3 points, all made possible by that move from Dawson Backus, who made the penetration and then had the dish. Dylan Jacob to the left side of the floor, picks up his dribble in a bad spot, back across for Merwin, who has 8 points so far, and he travels. Vibbard was right in his grill, and he took that extra step, and it goes back to Sydney. So the Warriors starting to grab some momentum here at the early part of the second quarter. They lead 15-12 with 6:55 to go in the second frame. Kyle Smith at the top of the key. Now back off for Vibbard, and back across here for Smith. Smith holding on to it, finds Vibbard. They work it around the top of the 2-3 zone that Walton is in now. Smith kicks out. Dawson Backus for three, left it short. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Walton. So this is a very similar game, I would say, as when I saw Walton earlier in the year. in a couple of contests. Just very scrappy play. That's their style. They do a good job. They have some good long-range shooting, but they are, just like in football, they are not going to be out-hustled, that's for sure. Dylan Jacob to the right side of the floor, throws up a pass for Jacob Beach. Far side jumper is good for Jacob Beach. His first basket of the night. And if he gets going, look out, folks. Sydney back the other way, and Kyle Smith coast to coast all the way to the rim. He's got 6 points and would not be denied. Sydney leads 17-14 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Back up top for Dylan Jacob. Again, resets the offense. Three-point lead for Sydney. Walton trying to crawl back into it. Gavin Griffin at the high post, looking for some options. Griffin kicks out. Long three here for Walton is up and good for Justin Beers from downtown. And he makes it 17-all with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Alex Tweedy is on the bench right now getting a quick breather here for the Walton Warriors. And so they're trying to do it without him, and Beers comes off the bench and nails a big three-pointer. So to tie the game up, here's Kyle Smith right side for three. Smith answers right back and says, oh, no, you don't. And makes it 20-17 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob with a bounce pass to the far side of the floor here. Left side now to Gavin Griffin. Went through his hands, but Dylan Jacob was there. Gets into the paint. Knocked down to the floor. No foul is called. Sydney off to the races here, and Dawson Backus is blocked from behind by Shane Merwin. Much to the delight of the Walton crowd. There's that hustle we were just talking about. Most games, Dawson Backus has a wide-open layup there, but Walton hustles back, and Merwin sends that one into the stands. With 5:12 to go in the second quarter, it's 20-17. Sydney will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Here with Kyle Smith, tosses one up. Dylan Jacob goes back to try to steal it away, and the foul is going to be on Nate Vibbard. That was kind of a 50-50 ball between Dylan Jacob and Nate Vibbard, and I think maybe I would have just let that one go if I'm the officials, as both guys were trying hard for it. But they call Nate Vibbard for the foul. That's the sixth foul as a team on Sydney. And the first on Vibbard. Walton to the bucket. They'll score on the left side of the floor. No, it's going to be a charge. With 5:04 to go in the second quarter. Going to be a charge as planting his feet down low with Colin Carl and getting the job done. Boy, turning out to be a heated game here tonight between Sydney and Walton, and now a foul on Merwin. And Nate Vibbard not liking the contact on that one. 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Sydney with a three-point lead, 20-17, and you can see both these teams getting after it a little bit here. I'm sure there's no love lost between these two for football, too. As Sydney came out on top of that rivalry this year. First time they had faced off in a couple of years on the gridiron. And nobody likes to walk away from that game a loser. Vibbard for three on the right side. After Sydney gets the ball on the outside out of bounds. Walton with a rebound. Dylan Jacob flying to the hoop. Up and good for Dylan Jacob. And he is some fired up right now. Dylan Jacob puts it up and in. And he has 6 points. And it's a one-point ball game, and Sydney's going to throw it away at the top of the key as Smith was looking for Vibbard, and it goes back to Walton. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-19. Sydney on top. And this Walton student section is into this ball game, and Sydney is going to have to try to find a way to answer. Stephen Smith is going to check into the ball game here as Finch and Dutton are still on the bench for Sydney. Two starters, each with two fouls having to sit. Tweedy is back in for Walton. I got to say, though, for all the excitement and the hype that Walton has brought to this game, they still trail by one, so Sydney has a lot of experience. They're staying cool, calm, and collected here. It's 20-19. Left side of the floor here for Dylan Jacob, and into the corner. Now here for Tim Vandermark, who's into the contest, has his pocket picked by Vibbard. Ahead now for Hoskins. Hoskins lost control of the ball and now kicks it back out for Vibbard. Vibbard will reset the offense here with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. And now back here for Kyle Smith. Smith has his pocket picked, though, by Tweedy. And ahead now here for Walton as they run down the floor. Off the glass, up, and good for Alex Sorachinski off the bench. Gets it to go, and everything is falling right now for Walton as they lead 21-20 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. And to the high post for Stephen Smith. And back out here for Nate Vibbard. Left side for three. Vibbard, no good. And a rebound here for Dylan Jacob, who was standing right there. It came right into his hands. Jacob, another dribble drive to the hoop, throws it up, this one off the mark, rebound on the floor for Stephen Smith, and Sidney will bring it back up. A one-point lead, 21-20, with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kyle Smith, all the way to the bucket, up and good. Smith is putting on a clinic here, and he's got 11 for Sidney, and it's 22-21. The Warriors leading Walton here on the road. 3:15 to go before the halftime break. Jacob puts on the brakes for just a second here, and now we'll leave it off for Tweedy. Tweedy still looking for his first points of the night here. Tries a straightaway three. Boy, it rattles about halfway down and pops free. Back up the floor for Kyle Smith. Ahead now for Hoskins. Up and good. And Alex Hoskins puts it down. He's got 7 points. And Walton will take a timeout. 2:57 to go, second quarter. It's Sidney 24, Walton 21. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here. 3 minutes to go before the halftime break, live from Walton Central School tonight. Sidney boys have traveled over for a MAC showdown, and it's a good one. Sidney leading 24-21. Great pass down low from Dylan Jacob to Alex Tweedy. And now back up for Sorachinski. Straightaway three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Sidney. And Kyle Smith is fouled. And boy, in all the games I've done this year, I don't think I've seen more guys from either team diving headfirst on the floor for loose balls. I mean, it doesn't matter what's in front of them. Another player, a brick wall, the bleachers. Everybody is just diving and sliding all over the floor tonight. It's fun to watch. Kyle Smith to the line, and this one off the back of the rim, no good. You don't see him miss those very much. Walton back the other way as they scoop up the rebound, and here is Dylan Jacob, the freshman point guard. You'd think he was a senior, folks, not only from the way he looks, but the way he plays. Left side for Jacob. Lost it, though. Tipped out of bounds and into the Sidney bench. It'll stay with Walton. Tweedy is back into the game, but Walton not afraid to go to the bench. Oh, Tweedy's going to come back out now for another little breather here. I think this is smart for head coach Dave Gardepie. Give your big guy a little bit of a breather. And so Walton going left to right. We'll skip it back across. Here for Sorachinski, and looks like he'll travel. Yes, he will. 2:15 to go before the halftime break. Here's the team foul situation, folks. 7 for Walton and 6 for Sidney, if you're keeping track at home. I know some of you do. Here is Kyle Smith finding Nate Vibbert again. Finch and Dutton still on the bench for Sidney with 2 fouls, and I think they're going to stay there the rest of the quarter for protection. Here is Vibbert. Skips one across the top of the zone. Too tall on the far side for Backus. He wasn't there. Ball out of bounds and back to Walton. And the Walton Warriors trying to take advantage here of having two Sidney starters on the bench, and they trail by 3 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Jacob, zips one into the corner now for Tim Vandermark. To the high post for Gavin Griffin. Got stripped, though, by Dawson Backus. He's off to the races. Backus for Vibbert, and he's fouled. No, they'll say he wasn't fouled, and that the ball just off his fingertips and out of bounds and back here to the Walton Warriors. I thought maybe they were going to say that he was fouled, but I think they said he didn't have possession, just off his hands and out of play. Back to Walton. And Colin Carl's going to check back into the game as he's had a breather for the last couple of minutes. Walton working one into the corner, but again, pesky defense by Sidney and a steal by Hoskins. Ahead for Kyle Smith, and he is fouled at midcourt, and he'll go to the line. He's going to be shooting a 1-1. So Kyle Smith, the senior point guard with 11 first-half points, as Colin Carl will come back in for Nate Vibbert. And so Kyle Smith to the line here in this great MAC showdown tonight, the Battle of the Warriors, Sidney and Walton, here from Walton Central School. First shot is up and good for Kyle Smith. He's got 12 and increases the Sidney lead to 25-21. Second shot coming here for Smith. And this one rattles out. Colin Carl rips down a rebound, though. Lost it off of his hands. Last touch, though, by Walton. As that was Brett Charles trying to reach his fingertips in there to strip it away. Last touch by him, so Sydney will get it underneath the glass here on their own end. They work it into Hoskins. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Colin Carl is there to clean up the mess and put it down. Colin Carl with 5 points, and it's 27-21 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Walton back up the floor with Dylan Jacob. He crosses in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. Passes across to the high post for Gavin Griffin. Lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Walton will come away with it, though. They scrapped for it, but a steal right back here by Hoskins. Down the left side of the floor with a nasty crossover. Gets to the rim, and he's fouled. Boy, Hoskins with a crossover at midcourt that absolutely shook his defender out of his shoes. He was off to the races, and instead of giving him a wide-open layup, Walton decides to foul. That is the ninth foul on Walton and the first foul on Alex Sorochinski. Hoskins to the line. He has 7, looking to add to it here, and this one is short. So Sydney leads 27-21 with 52 seconds left before the halftime break. Make sure to stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you some out-of-town scores as well as the scoring summary from the first half in this one. Hoskins, second shot, no good. Boy, our foul shot's going to come back to haunt Sydney tonight. We'll see. Walton back up the floor with 45 ticks left in the first half. Jacob Beach finds Dylan Jacob from NBA range straight away. He drains it, and he's got 9 points. It's 27-24. Stephen Smith to the left side of the floor as Sydney's in the maroon and white going right to left on your radio dial. Back here for Smith. Smith to Smith, the brother connection, playing the two guard spots at the top of the floor. Dawson Backus for three, right side for Sydney. No good. Walton the rebound with 20 seconds left. They'll play for the last possession and take a timeout to talk things over. It's Sydney 27, Walton 24, 17 seconds left before the half. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
After the timeout, Walton will bring the ball up the floor with 15 seconds left before the halftime break. They get to midcourt. Here's Dylan Jacob, the freshman guard, with the ball. Stops, pump fakes on a three, back for Alex Tweedy, now to Dylan Jacob, 5 seconds left. Jacob trying to get free for a three-pointer, gets it off, but it's short, and that'll do it. Halftime break, Sydney boys leading Walton 27-24. A great first half, everything we expected between two of the top teams in the MAC League. And boy, it's going to be a fun second half here with a rowdy crowd tonight from Walton Central School. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll get you updated there, get you some out-of-town scores. There's a lot going on around all the leagues here tonight, so we'll keep you updated on that as well. Again, our halftime break, Sydney boys leading Walton 27-24. I'm Nate Lull, and I'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit ChambersO'Hara.com today.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, you can save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, or you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Some scores to pass along tonight. The Unadilla Valley boys defeating Deposit 77-56. So a nice win there for the UV boys. We'll be seeing them next Friday night when they take on Sydney in Sydney. The BG girls are playing Unitigo tonight. And at the end of the first quarter there, BG leading 21-6. Abby Selfridge already with 11 points for BG. She is just like a double-double machine. Absolutely unbelievable there. So that's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and some scoring from the first half here. Dylan Jacob, the freshman guard for Walton, with 9 points. Shane Merwin with 8. Justin Beers with 3. Jacob Beach with 2. And Alex Sorochinski with 2. Alex Tweedy with no points. The 6'4" big man for Walton averages in double figures. And I think if you're Walton and you said, hey, we'll be down by 3 at the half to Sydney, and Alex Tweedy has no points, I think they'd say, all right, we'll take it. So if Tweedy gets going in the second half, look out for you Walton fans. On the other side for Sydney, 12 points from Kyle Smith, 7 from Alex Hoskins, 5 from Colin Carl, and 3 from Trevor Dutton. Dutton and Ethan Finch both had 2 quick fouls in the first quarter and had to go to the bench and sat for most of the first quarter and all of the second quarter. So head coach Mike Brzee taking no chances there, did not want them picking up a silly third foul, protects them by sitting them on the bench for most of that second quarter, or all of the second quarter, I should say, and most of the first. I'm assuming that they will start things off here in the third quarter, but they're going to have to play very, very carefully, and that's always a tough spot to be in as a player. You're trying to maintain the normal way that you play and being aggressive and doing all the things that you need to do, but you're also kind of walking that tightrope of, do I reach in here? Do I go for that loose ball? I'm trying not to pick up that foul, because you never know how far an official is really going to let you go. Is he going to let you maybe get that little hand tap in there? Is he going to let you put the elbow down low into the back of a guy for a quick second while you reset a little bit? So it's always interesting to see those guys and how they handle it. You look at the GMU Franklin boys game we did the other night. They're two big guys for GMU, got in some foul trouble, very similar. the GMU head coach, Greg Bonskowski, kind of rolled the dice, let the guys come back in. They played well, didn't pick up any of the silly fouls until later in the game when it was kind of out of hand already, out of reach, and that paid off. But sometimes you put that guy back in, he's going to pick up that third foul, and you're worse off than you were when he was, you know, sitting on the bench there with two. So it's always a roll of the dice there. You never know how it's going to quite work out. So in case you were wondering, the girls game earlier tonight, the Sydney girls holding on to defeat Walton 37-34. Mackenzie Gravelin with two foul shots with 11 seconds left to provide that extra cushion there for Sydney. So that was a great job there by Mackenzie at the line to help seal the deal for Sydney. We'll take a quick break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus Card. Yeah, let me say that again. Marabito Rewards Plus Card, folks. Save instantly right at the pump. Again, our halftime score, Sydney boys leading Walton 27-24. We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 27-24, our score here. The Sydney boys on top of Walton. And I just want to update you on that out-of-town score. The BG girls leading Unitego 42-9 at the half. Abby Selfridge with 25 points. She's a sophomore, folks. 25 points at the halftime break. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen her play or the BG girls, go down to BG one of these nights, mark it on the calendar, and go watch them. It is great girls basketball. They're ranked 7th in the state right now in Class C. They're undefeated. They're a great team, and Coach Conway does a great job with them. So make sure you get down and see them. For the other score we wanted to pass along, of course, the Unadilla Valley boys defeating Deposit 77-56 tonight in the MAC. UV and Deposit girls are playing right now, so we'll keep you updated on that as well. As we start the third quarter, Sydney with a three-point lead here live from Walton Central School tonight. And let's see, Dutton and Finch both back in here for Sydney to start the second half as they go left to right. Here is Kyle Smith. Smith lost the ball but then gets it back here with 20 on the shot clock, and they'll look to reset the offense. They get it to the high post for Colin Carl. Bulls his way down low, can't get the layup to go, and a rebound for Walton and Dylan Jacob. The freshman with 9 first-half points really kept Walton in it. Not only with his baskets, but his energy. Just plays so fiercely out there. Jacob to the far side, and now down into the corner here for Alex Tweedy. Again, with no points in the first half. Tries to bounce one back up top. Knocked out of there, and Ethan Finch gets fouled here by Walton. And that was Jared Webler, who just got a piece of Finch. And so that will be the team's first, Webler's first. And so Sydney will bring it back up the floor here. Keep an eye on those fouls in the second half, as I have a feeling this one could stay tight throughout this ball game. Smith across the top of the zone for Dutton, and now down into the corner. Up off the back of the glass here for Hopkins, no good. Rebound for Jacob Beach. Beach streaks down the floor for Walton, looks to get inside, into the paint, lost control. Sydney with a steal, ahead now for Dutton. No good on that right-handed layup, back off for Hopkins, up and in. Hoskins was right there to clean it up. He's got 9 points, and it's 29-24. And with all 5 starters back in, Sydney looks hungry and ready to run. Walton going right to left in the home white uniforms, the orange trim. Into the corner, three ball is no good for Tweedy, and a outlet pass here for Sydney on the rebound for Ethan Finch. Finch back for Kyle Smith, deep in the paint, lays it up, won't go. Hoskins a rebound, rips it down, doing the work of a man, back up, can't get it. Colin Carl, though, will follow it in. Colin Carl with seven, and Sydney their biggest lead of the game, 31-24, with 6:10 to go, third quarter. To the far side for Webler. Down into the corner now for Tweedy. He is just double-teamed every time he gets the ball. To the high post. Stripped there by Hoskins. And ahead for Kyle Smith. Again looking to run. Smith into the paint. Throws it up and he's fouled. Much to the delight of the Sydney fans on the far side of the gym. With 5:55 to go. Third quarter. Sydney leads 31-24. The foul on Webler. His second. Team's second. Smith to the line here with 12 points. He'll look to add to it. Gavin Griffin is going to check in at the next whistle for Walton. Smith's first shot is good. He's got 13. Griffin is going to come in here for Brett Charles of Walton. And Smith still standing at the charity stripe waiting for his second shot. Smith puts this one up and good. He has 14. That's a game high so far. And Sydney leads 33-24 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor here, going right to left is Jacob Beach. Beach for Dylan Jacob now, but the ball is kicked there by Trevor Dutton. And so that'll be out of bounds and will stay with Walton. They will inbound in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the floor. As again, they go right to left. Sydney looks like a different team with all five starters in this. The groove that they have with Dutton and Finch back in there, they are really starting to open this thing up a little bit as they lead 33-24 over Walton. Tweedy in the corner. And again, just no room to breathe. Suffocating defense by Sydney. Finch, the steal, takes it down the floor. Ahead for Dutton, and he's fouled. And Finch, it looks like we'll go to the line here as they got the foul before he passed it off for Dutton. And they're going to send Finch to the line, which means they think he was in the act of shooting. I think he was going to go up the air and dish it off to Dutton. That is the third foul on Walton here in the second half as Finch misses the first foul shot. And it is the second foul here for Walton on Dylan Jacob, who was hustling back there. Second shot coming for Finch. Finch at the line, no good. Hard to find that rhythm after he sat for most of the first quarter in foul trouble and second quarter. And the rebound for Walton back up the floor with Dylan Jacob. They trail 33-24. Jacob a long three. Left side, no good. Colin Carl a rebound. Ahead for Hoskins. Two on one if they can hurry. Hoskins' pass, though, is picked off by guess who? Dylan Jacob, and then he's fouled. With 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Jacob just makes things happen. It's like he's a crazed dog out there sometimes running around, chasing the ball, but he gets it done. I give him that. First foul of the second half on Sydney, and it's going to be on Dutton, his third. With 5:10 to go in the third quarter, Dutton's going to have to be very careful or he'll find himself sitting next to head coach Mike Brzee again. Right side of the floor for Walton. Tweedy in the corner. Again, double-teamed. To the high post for Gavin Griffin. Back out Tweedy for three. No good. Hits the side of the rim. Rebound for Sydney. And they have game planned for Tweedy, and they're doing a great job. Now a foul on Walton as Smith gets tripped up as he brings it up the floor. That's going to be the fourth foul as a team on Walton. And they are starting to add up in a hurry here in the second half. And the first foul of the night here on Walton's Jacob Beach. With 4:55 to go in the third quarter, Walton's going to take a timeout. We'll step away as well. Sydney on top 33-24 on the road here at Walton tonight in MAC action. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Back underway after the Walton timeout. Here's Ethan Finch with a little reverse layup. No good. Dylan Jacob is there to pick up the loose change off the miss. And back up the floor he comes. Outside the three-point line. Jacob, dribble drive, gets into the paint, right-hand side, back out for Shane Merwin, no good. Merwin's gone cold after a hot start to this contest in the first quarter. Now into the corner for Beach. His shot is no good. Ball on the floor, and let's see, the foul looks like it'll be on Colin Carl here of Sydney. That is Sydney's second foul. No, let's see. No, yes, it will. It will be on Colin Carl. I thought for a minute they were going to switch it up there. That's the second foul as a team, and the first on the night for Colin Carl. Walton will inbound underneath the bucket as they go right to left. They trail 33-24. The Walton Warriors have not scored here so far in the third quarter. They're trying to break that schneid. At the foul line here for Gavin Griffin. Into the corner now. Pump fakes for Merwin. Back out. Beach. Deep three left side. No good. Left it short. Rebound for Sydney's Kyle Smith, and he's fouled. And Walton is just, boy, they're having trouble here. Every time they reach in, it's getting called. And sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. It's part of the game. Fifth foul on Walton as a team, and the fourth here on Shane Merwin. So he's got to be very, very careful. And Merwin's going to go to the bench now before we get the ball back in. So Sydney to the high post for Colin Carl. Bulls his way down low, can't get the shot to go, out of bounds. Last touch by Alex Tweedy. Good battle between the two teammates who are normally, again, teammates during the AAU season in the spring and summer, and they're facing off here tonight with Walton and Sydney. Carl against Tweedy. 3:55 to go, third quarter. This time they go for Alex Hoskins down low. His left-handed layup, no good. Not enough spice to get it up on top of the rim there, and it won't fall. Beach back the other way, leaves it for Dylan Jacob. Walton, again, still has not scored in the third quarter. They trail 33-24 with 3:40 left. Back out into the corner for Beach. Has to save it from going out of bounds, and it goes right to Colin Carl. Ahead for Trevor Dutton. Stops, and the layup is up and good. And Trevor Dutton now with 5 points. And Sydney, their biggest lead of the game, 35-24. Here's Beach into the corner. Reach-in foul on Kyle Smith. Smith tried to do the old reach around the back to pop it out from behind and gets caught there by the Zebra Crew. That will be the third foul as a team on Sydney, first on Kyle Smith. Walton gets it in with 3:20 to go, third quarter. Tweedy, turnaround shot, no good. Rebound ahead now for Ethan Finch for Trevor Dutton. Dutton with a sweet crossover, gets it down low, leaves it off for Hoskins, who lays it up and in. Hoskins with 11, and it's 37-24, and Sydney just adding to this lead with 3:05 to go in the third. Dylan Jacob up to the top of the key. Now for Vandermark in the corner. His three-pointer is off the mark. Tweedy with a rebound. Kicks it back out. Vandermark for Dylan Jacob. Left side. Dribble drive in the paint. The hanging jumper, no good. Another rebound here for Sydney. And Ethan Finch back up the floor. Ahead for Kyle Smith, who lays it up and in Dr. J style. Smith has got 16. Timeout Walton. And the Sydney bench is up and fired up. Nick Mino style over there, exploding off the bench. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 39-24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 2:43 to go in the third quarter. The Walton boys have not scored here in this quarter as it was 27-24 at the break. Right now, Sydney boys leading 39-24. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Walton will walk it up the floor going right to left, and they need a bucket to try to spark themselves for a comeback here and try to get this crowd back into it here at their home floor at Walton High School. Here is Tweedy. Tries to kick one back out for Dylan Jacob. It's deflected as he chases it back into the backcourt. Down the right side of the floor. Gets into the paint. Looking for options. Jacob tries to pass one out. Hoskins got a piece of it, though. Ball into the stands and will remain with Walton. And so Beach will inbound the ball for Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. Dribble drive. Now kicks it out. Vandermark pump fakes on a three. Gets it for Tweedy in the corner. Tweedy baseline drive. Now dumps one off for Gavin Griffin, who puts it up and in. There's the first bucket of the second half as Griffin gets a little right-handed layup to go at 39-26. 2 minutes left, third quarter. High post here for Colin Carl. Now back for Dawson Backus. Kyle Smith working the ball around to the right side for Hoskins. He goes up. Layup is no good. Rebound for Walton with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. There's still time, folks. Walton can fill it up quickly, so Sydney has to keep up the pressure on defense. Into the corner now for Beach. He tries a three. No good. Tweedy the rebound. And his little tip wouldn't go down, and then he's fouled. Tweedy with no points here tonight. Just cannot buy a bucket. It's like there is a lid on the rim. Foul is going to be on Ethan Finch down low. So that's his third, team's fourth. With a minute 38 to go here in this third quarter. Back out for Beach at the top of the key. Now for Tweedy. Tweedy tries to pass into the corner, intercepted by Hoskins. Ahead now for Dawson Backus, lays it up and good. Dawson Backus, his first bucket of the night, and Sydney leads 41-26 with a minute 25 to go, third quarter. And here is Dylan Jacob across the top of the zone. Now for Vandermark, back out for Tweedy. Tweedy a long three, no good, left it short. Smith, a rebound, ahead for Finch. Finch to the bucket, up and good. Ethan Finch with his first basket, believe it or not, of the night. Makes it 43-26 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor, back for Beach now. He wants a long three. Got it. And a great shot there by Jacob Beach. He's now got five. Walton trying to keep it within striking distance. As we get set for the fourth quarter here, only 55 seconds to go in the third. You can see the frustration on the faces of the Walton players here. As Sydney leads 43-29. On the road tonight here at Walton. High post for Colin Carl. Now back for Dawson Backus. Backus for Carl as they continue to work it around this zone played by Walton. Shot in the corner from Finch. No good. Ball is brought down here by Jacob Beach. Beach back up the floor. Wants another three. Same spot. He just hit the last one. Can't get it to go. And the rebound there by Gavin Griffin won't go down. Back the other way. And this is Dylan Jacob. Goes flying into the Sydney bench. But can't hold on to it, so the ball will remain with Sydney. Boy, Dylan Jacob, I tell you, he would run through a brick wall if you told him to, or if that basketball was bouncing. He would try to do it. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 43-29. Sydney on top, and they have the ball going left to right. Right side of the floor here for Dawson Backus. Little give and go back here for Kyle Smith. Now back for Backus. Shot clock is off, and Sydney playing for the last shot of the quarter. For Finch in the corner, still on the left side of the floor as Sydney goes left to right. 5 seconds left in the third. Great look down low for Hoskins from Backus, and he puts it in. He's got 13, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter, it's Sydney 45, Walton 29. We'll be right back on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter, Walton with the ball, but they trail by 16, 45-29 as they bring the ball up the floor. A bounce pass to the far side here for Walton again as they go left to right, or right to left, excuse me. Jared Webler down low for Gavin Griffin. He'll travel, and the ball back to the Walton Warriors. Hoskins will inbound underneath the bucket, and Sydney with gobs of time now to kill. So they bring it up the floor again, up 45-29 on the road here in MAC play tonight against Walton. In the corner, down low for Colin Carl. Kicks one back out for Backus. Doesn't pull the trigger on a three. Back for Kyle Smith. He does. Can't get it to go. And a rebound this time here for Walton. And a foul on Alex Hoskins. Here's the team foul situation. Both teams now with five. That's the first one on Hoskins. With 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And Dylan Jacob back up the floor. The freshman at point guard. Does he have some magic left in the tank here tonight? He's got 9 points. It was all in the first half. They'll pass down low for Gavin Griffin. And the big fella goes up, can't get the roll on the layup. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. And Gavin Griffin at 6'5", tried to lay that one in and got tapped on the arm by Colin Carl, his second, team's sixth. So Gavin Griffin to the line, here to shoot two. First one is up and good for Gavin Griffin. Again, our girls game earlier tonight. Sydney girls hanging on to defeat Walton 37-34. Mackenzie Gravelin hitting two foul shots with 11 seconds left to seal the deal there as Gavin Griffin makes his second foul shot. And it's 45-31. Sydney on top of Walton here on the road. Hoskins for Sydney. Will pass down low for Colin Carl. Back out for Dawson Backus. Backus trapped in the corner, and let's see. Going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Sydney. Dutton is on the bench here for Sydney because he has the three fouls. And so it's the starting five minus Dutton, and you include Dawson Backus in there for Sydney. Sydney gets it in. Backus will chase it into the backcourt here and set up the offense. Left side of the floor for Kyle Smith. Passes down low for Hoskins. Goes up. Knocked out of there by Gavin Griffin. Colin Carl a rebound, and he's fouled. And Carl will go to the line as Gavin Griffin blocked the first one. Couldn't block the second one, and Colin Carl with 7 points will look to add to it here at the foul line. That is the second foul here on Gavin Griffin, and the team sixth with 6:55 left fourth quarter. First shot for Colin Carl is off the mark, no good. Second one coming here for the Sydney senior big man. Second one coming, again no good. So 0 for 2, and Colin Carl not happy with himself as Sydney brings it back up the floor. Again, with 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob outside the three-point line. Finds Webler to the high post for Gavin Griffin. Into the corner now for Beers. Beers double-teamed, trying to get it back to Gavin Griffin, and he does. Takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Hoskins skies for a rebound. Outlet pass here for Sydney. Ahead for Finch. Stops. Leaves one off here for Dawson Backus. Splits the defense, and he's fouled. Dutton is going to check back in at the scorer's table here with 6:27 left, and Sydney leading a 45-31. Backus is going to go to the line to shoot 1-1, as that is the seventh foul as a team on Walton and the second foul on Jacob Beach here tonight. And so Backus to the line here, 1-1, first one no good. Rebound, Gavin Griffin for Walton. 6'5", big man, windexing the glass, the sky up for that one. Dylan Jacob to the right side of the floor now as Walton goes right to left. Jacob trying to get to the rim, throws it up, and he's fouled. It's probably maybe the best part of his game is he's a slasher. He can get to the hoop and get fouled almost at will. And I think as he continues to improve his game, that's only going to get even more polished as he's able to get to the bench. Or get to the rim, I should say. He's not going to be spending much time on the bench because he's a good player. Dawson Backus, though, does go to the bench. And Trevor Dutton will check back in here for Sydney. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Dylan Jacob to the line. First one is good. So Jacob now with 10 points, and it's 45-32. Walton trailing at home here against Sydney, as really it was that third quarter where they only mustered 5 points, and they were scoreless for the first 6 minutes of it that put them in this hole. Second one for Jacob is good. And he's got 11. Good-looking shot there from the foul line. It's 45-33. Sydney boys on top. Trying to continue to cushion this lead. Here's Hoskins at the high post. Pulls it back out. And back up here for Kyle Smith. Finch also heads to the bench right now. So Stephen Smith is in. Dutton left side. Gets to the rim. Puts it up. And he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. With just under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Dutton will head to the charity stripe as Sydney again leads 45-33. This will be the eighth team foul on Walton and the third on Gavin Griffin. So Dutton to the line. First shot, no good. So some of the guys that we are normally seeing up around 12, 13, 14 points, Finch and Dutton. Finch only with 2 tonight, Dutton with 5, but other guys picking up the slack. Dutton now with 6, and it's mostly just because they've been in foul trouble. So the second one is good, and Sydney leads 46-33. Still a comfortable lead here for the Warriors on the road. Tweedy is on the bench for Walton, but he's going to check back in. Ball is loose, out of bounds, over on the far side. Last touch by Sydney. It'll stay with Walton as the Warriors were looking to work it down in the corner on that far side. Packed house here tonight at Walton Central School. Of course, Sydney always has a good following, whether they're home or away. And same with Walton. You come here for any contest, they come out in droves. And the Warriors with the ball. Here is Dylan Jacob for a three, but he's fouled by Dutton. It is just not Dutton's night, and that's going to be a three-shot foul. Dylan Jacob to the line, Dutton's fourth. And that is the eighth foul here on the Sydney boys as a team. Fourth on Dutton. Three coming for Dylan Jacob, and this, if he could make all three, would cut it down to a 10-point ball game. Still lots of time left with 5:40 to go. First shot is up and good for Dylan Jacob. So he has 12. Looking to add to it here. Makes it 46-34. This Walton deficit's been a pretty even game except for that third quarter where Sydney pulled away. Second one is good here for Dylan Jacob. He's got 13. And again, if he could make this one, it would cut it down to 10 points. And that is doable with 5:40 left. Third one from the line is good. So Dylan Jacob now with a team-high 14 points. Sydney going left to right in the maroon with the white trim. They bring it back down the right side of the floor. Back across for Steven Smith from Kyle Smith. And into the corner now here for Hoskins. Back up top for Kyle Smith. Down low for Dutton. Sends one across for Colin Carl, and he's fouled as he goes up for the left-handed layup. Justin Beers just got a piece of the wrist as he went up. And so Colin Carl, who just went 0-for-2 on his last trip to the line, we'll have another opportunity here, and these are big. This is a 10-point ball game, but it's, you know, you're kind of playing with fire because Walton has been chipping away at it. Carl makes the first one, and he now has 8 points. And looking to add to it here. Second one for Colin Carl, up and good. So he goes 2-for-2 on that trip. Sydney's going to take a timeout. We will as well. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney boys leading 48-36 on the road at Walton. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:25 left. Sydney boys on top of Walton. 48-36. Walton with the ball. They bring it back up the floor. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. Thanks for joining us tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com. Here is Alex Tweedy. Right side for a three. Alex Tweedy gets his first bucket of the night. And that's the one he's been searching for to make it 48-39. So Walton still has life as Tweedy might be heating up just in time. Sydney will bring it back up the floor with Kyle Smith as the clock hits 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's 48-39. Sydney's Kyle Smith from the foul line. Good. A dagger there from Smith, and he's got 18. It's 50-39. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the right side of the floor for Jacob Beach. Steps in for a three. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound for Steven Smith on the floor, and he's fouled by Tweedy. And that's going to be the 10th foul as a team on Walton here in the second half. And let's see how many this is on Tweedy with 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Actually, no, they'll call it on Gavin Griffin. So his fourth, team's 10th. So Sydney in the bonus here for the rest of the contest. We'll be shooting two. Steven Smith, the first one, no good. So Sydney trying to seal this thing up perhaps at the line. If Smith could get one, that would certainly help if you're a Warriors fan. This one is good. So Steven Smith, his first bucket of the game, makes it 51-39 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Dylan Jacob back up the floor. Jacob at the top of the key. Dribble drive. Great pass down low. Up off the glass and good for Justin Beers. He now has 5 points. A great look there from Dylan Jacob. 51-41 with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton trying to turn up the heat here on defense in the 2-3. Here is Smith again. Foul line jumper is good. You cannot leave him open. And he nails it. It's 53-41 with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. And Smith is making him pay. Dylan Jacob back the other way. Kicks it out for Tweedy. Deep three right side. Got it. Alex Tweedy starting to heat up. He's got 6 points. It's 53-44 with 3:55 left. Here is Steven Smith at the top of the key. Pulls it back out for Sydney in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Walton in the home whites with the orange trim. Right side for Kyle Smith. Steps in. And it's partially blocked by Gavin Griffin. Rebound, though, goes to Alex Hoskins. He thought he was fouled. He's not going to get the call. Ball trickles out of bounds. And the Zebra Crew says it's going back to Walton. 3:38 to go, fourth quarter. Momentum building for the Warriors. Starting five, subs back in here for Sydney. So Stephen Smith goes to the bench. And the starting five back out for the Warriors. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney boys leading Walton 53-44. Here's Dylan Jacob at the top of the key. Jacob, chest pass far side. Tweedy for three, dies on the front rim. Rebound for Colin Carl. And an outlet pass for Kyle Smith. Back up the floor for Trevor Dutton. And now a steal back here for Walton. Here is Dylan Jacob trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled by Kyle Smith. He'll go to the line. Boy, some physical play over the last 30 seconds here. Jacob is down on the floor here with 3:12 left here in the fourth quarter. Might have hit his shoulder hard, but now he's going to bounce back up just as the coaching staff came out to check on him. So Dylan Jacob will go to the line here. He's got 14 points, and he's gotten his last 4 points all from the line, and he's trying to get more here. 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 53-44. And Jacob to the line here. These are crucial. That was the second foul on Kyle Smith. Ninth on Sydney as a team. And he gets the first one to go. He's got 15. 53-45. Walton is still hanging around in this ball game, and everybody on the edge of their seats here in the Walton Gymnasium. Second one is good for Dylan Jacob. He's got 16. Sydney back up the floor. They bounce past it down low for Finch and back out for Kyle Smith. Smith to the high post. Gets it back now. Finds Dutton on the left side as Sydney goes left to right. Dutton back for Smith with 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney taking their time on this possession. Dutton steps in, three off the back rim. Rebound for Hoskins, loose on the floor. Smith comes up with it, kicks it out for Finch. Finch left side for three. No good. Rebound for Beach and a foul on Colin Carl. And that's going to be the 10th foul on Sydney, and this is going to send Jacob Beach to the line. And this is a dream scenario if you're Walton, because you're able to perhaps have a chance at points and the clock isn't running. That's the third foul on Colin Carl. Now both teams with 10 fouls each. And Beach to the line here to shoot two. It's 53-46. So Jacob Beach, the junior, standing 6'2" to the line. It's good. He's got 6 points. 2:43 left. Walton trying to pull off the impossible and make a comeback here. Beach looking for the second one at the line. Left it short. Rebound for Hoskins. He rips it down, but then throws away the outlet pass for Kyle Smith. And it remains with Walton. It's 53-47. Timeout taken here by Sydney with 2:41 left. It's Sydney 53, Walton 47. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Walton with the ball underneath their own basket, and they trail 53-47. A cold third quarter put them in this hole. They're trying to claw their way back out of it. They get it down low for Shane Merwin. Up and good for Merwin. He's got 10, and it's 53-49. We got a ball game, folks. Sydney back up the floor and into the corner now for Ethan Finch. Fans on their feet and cheering here in Walton. Smith, straight away three, left it short. Finch, a rebound to the rim and good. Ethan Finch with a great rebound and the finish. It's 55-49 with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Dylan Jacob back up the floor, dribbles between his legs and sets it up on offense. Trevor Dutton guarding him into the bucket, a foul on Sydney. And again, Jacob can just get to the basket at will, draws the contact, and he's going to go to the line. And both teams are shooting the rest of the way here as both teams are at 10 fouls. And that will be the third foul on Hoskins, and Jacob once again to the line. He's got 16. Takes a deep breath here as the gym becomes quiet. First one is good. He's got 17 now. It's 55-50. Both these teams can shoot from beyond the arc, so this game is far from over with 2:09 left. Jacob to the line for his second attempt, and this one is good. He's got 18, and it's 55-51 with 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Smith to the right side. Falls down, but just gets the ball into the hands of Trevor Dutton. Now back for Smith. Little give and go with Dutton on the left side. Sydney with some pressure here tonight in this ball game. 20 on the shot clock. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter, and a travel violation on Trevor Dutton. Gives the ball back to Walton. Still a lot of time, a lot of time. Head coach Mike Brzee shouting out some assignments on defense. Sydney's going to stick with the man-to-man. Dutton will be with the task of guarding Dylan Jacob. Just a freshman here, folks. Remember that. Jacob gets into the paint, and he'll travel. He came to a jump stop, and his feet slid from underneath him, and he travels with a minute 42 left. Sydney gets the ball back, and Kyle Smith will walk it up the floor. Sydney 55, Walton 51. Crowd on their feet here in the Walton Gymnasium. Right side for Dutton. Back across for Kyle Smith. Into the corner for Finch. Back across. Stolen away by Dylan Jacob. Jacob trying to go coast to coast. Absorbs the contact. No foul is called. Tweedy can't get the rebound and the ball out of bounds. Dylan Jacob, I think, should have just gone in and taken the layup there to cut it to two. Instead, he tried to draw the contact there to get the foul and didn't get the bucket or the foul. 1:23 left. It's 55-51. Sydney up by four, and they have the ball. Kyle Smith taking his sweet time, bringing it across half court on the right side. Smith into the corner for Finch, and now back for Kyle Smith. Smith down low for Hoskins, back out for Dutton with a minute 5 left. 20 on the shot clock. Hoskins is trapped in the corner, and a foul now on Walton. They were getting aggressive on that double team. 1:05 left, and Alex Hoskins will step to the line, and a chorus of boos from the Walton fans as they do not agree with that call. Oh, this is great. This is what high school basketball is all about, folks. Don't turn that dial. We'll have the rest of this one with 1:05 left here tonight on CDO, your local sports leader. Hoskins to the line. First one, good. Alex Hoskins with 14 points now for Sydney. And Sydney leads Walton 56-51 with a minute 5 left. Second one coming here for the senior. Hoskins, second one, no good. Off the front of the rim, but Kyle Smith, a rebound for Sydney. Pulls it back out, and they'll look to kill some clock. Now they go down low. Colin Carl rejected on a right-handed layup. Walton gets it back with 55 seconds left. Dylan Jacob, the freshman point guard, back up the floor. Walton trails 56-51. Jacob leans in, and he's going to get fouled. Trevor Dutton is going to foul out, and that's a three-pointer he was taking. So he's going to go to the line to shoot three. Unbelievable. And he just played that one great. He leaned in and knew Dutton was going to go for it. And, boy, just got the contact. Brzee is furious on the far side. Dutton is going to foul out, and Dylan Jacob is going to have a chance here to shoot three, and he's been great at the line. Well, this ball game is going to come right down to the wire. 46 seconds left. Sydney leads 56-51, but Dylan Jacob, freshman guard for Walton, stands at the line, and he's going to have three shots. Dawson Backus is going to check in for Dutton, who fouls out here tonight for Sidney with 6 points. It was just not his night. And to the line, here is Dylan Jacob. First shot is good. Dylan Jacob with 19. The freshman continues to impress. And at the four-point ball game, 56-52. Second shot coming. Remember, he's getting three. Second shot, no good. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. And so now he can cut it to a one-possession game still. It would be a three-point ball game if he can get this one to go. It's 56-52. Jacob at the line. Gets it to go. He's got 20. So it's 56-53. Sidney back up the floor with Kyle Smith. Crosses the Warriors logo at midcourt live here in Walton. Left side, Dawson Backus, and he's fouled by Jacob Beach. And so this is going to send Dawson Backus to the line. So Walton here is betting on the guy fresh off the bench. Might be a little cold, out of sync, out of rhythm. They'll send him to the charity stripe with 38 seconds left, fourth quarter. And so Backus settles in, takes a deep breath. First shot for Backus is good. Backus making him pay at the line here for Sidney. He's got 3 points on the night. It's 57-53 with 38 seconds left. Second one coming for the senior, Dawson Backus, and it's good. Backus goes 2 for 2. Timeout is taken here by Walton. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sidney boys 58, Walton 53. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Both teams still in their timeout huddles here live at Walton Central School. 38 seconds left. The Sidney boys leading 58-53. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union. You want to go back and listen anytime. It's in our game audio archive. It's a free download. You can listen at any time, again, courtesy of SFCU. Walton will have the ball with 38 seconds left. Sidney is not going to press. They're going to sit back on defense. Dylan Jacob is going to let this ball roll up to about midcourt. Picks it up here for Walton. Steps in, passes down low for Beers, who lost it off his foot, out of bounds, and back to Sidney. Beers had it, was going to go up for a layup, went through his hands, and out of bounds. And now a foul as Sidney gets it in, and Kyle Smith will go to the line, as he was able to break free, get the ball, and get fouled. With 32 seconds left, and Sidney with a 58-53 lead. And Kyle Smith, who's having himself a ball game tonight, he's got 20 points. He steps to the charity stripe. First one, no good. Make sure to stay tuned after this, our post-game show, with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of candidates here tonight looking for that award. Smith, second shot is good. He's got 21. That's a game high. So Sidney leads by 6 with 30 seconds left, 59-53. Walton back up the floor. Tweedy on the right side, back for Dylan Jacob. Steps in, 3, got it! Dials long distance, timeout on the floor. Dylan Jacob will not die, and he's got 23. It's back to a 3-point ball game with 21 seconds left. Sidney 59, Walton 56. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Dylan Jacob from downtown cuts this back to a 3-point ball game. You got to think, if Walton hadn't gone cold in the third quarter, boy, who knows, they could have had the lead right now, but instead they've had to crawl back out of this hole. and they're going to come out of the timeout with the full court press. It's 59-56, 21 seconds left. Sydney's going to have to go the length of the floor. Now let's see here. Is this going to be a foul? Yes. Before the ball was inbounded, Dylan Jacob in the backcourt, and I mean way away from the ball, is going to make a foul. With 21 seconds left, he fouled Colin Carl. And you have to wonder, is this intentional? Is this what they planned to do? I mean, the ball was not even on. It wasn't even inbounds. And now the Sydney coaching staff, including Mike Brzee, is saying, is this an intentional foul? Dave Gardepi, head coach for Walton, is going to get an explanation here from the Zebra crew. If it's intentional, we'll have to see. Sydney is, they're going to call this intentional. So 21.2 left, and Colin Carl is going to go to the line here. Boy, there is a lot of controversy here from the Walton side and the Sydney side. So now this is going to send Colin Carl not only for the foul, but for the intentional. He's going to get some extra foul shots here. And that's why Sydney was arguing this point, is because they wanted the extra shots, and they're going to get the ball. They're going to get possession back. So Colin Carl to the line here for Sydney. First one is good. Colin Carl now with 10 points, trying to make him pay. I don't know if Walton was arguing that maybe the ball was in after he made the call. It's really hard to tell. Second one, no good for Colin Carl. So 21.2 left, and it's 60-56. So now Sydney is going to get possession back. And that's the real dagger right there, is that they get possession and they got the foul shots, whereas if it's not intentional, they're not going to get that. So now Sydney's going to take a timeout to talk things over with 21.2 left. Sydney leads 60-56. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 21 seconds to go here, and Sydney boys leading 60-56 over Walton. Just to update you on that out-of-town score, the BG girls win over Unitego tonight 57-17. We'll get you some final stats from that during our post-game show as well, so stay tuned for that. So after that intentional foul, Sydney made one out of two foul shots from Colin Carl, and they'll get the ball back. They're going to have it and have to go the full length of the floor. It's 60-56, so they do have a four-point lead. That helps with a little cushion here. So Sydney looking to get the ball in, and they do to Stephen Smith. Right back to Kyle Smith. He dribbles up the floor, and he's fouled by Dylan Jacob. They were able to tick a few seconds off the clock there, so 18 seconds left, and Kyle Smith will go to the line. Smith to the line here for Sydney. He's got 21 points tonight. Looking to add to it. Maybe put this game away, put the icing on the cake, and he makes the first one. He's got 22. Second one coming here now for Kyle Smith. And it is up and good. He's got 23, and that might be enough for Sydney. They lead 62-56. 15 seconds left. Dylan Jacob down the floor for three. No good. No foul. Ball is still in play. Hoskins skies for a rebound. Ahead for Smith. Now to Ethan Finch. Finch for a layup with 5 seconds left. He puts it down, and Sydney is going to win this ball game. There's 1.7 seconds left, and a Walton player is down on the floor, so we have a whistle. It is Dylan Jacob who is gingerly getting up here after that rebound. He fell to the floor, and then Sydney was able to go down and get that layup to put it in. I think just maybe a little Charlie horse here for Dylan Jacob, but that's going to end his night as he'll head over to the bench. He's going to finish with 23 points. 1.7 seconds left. Sydney is going to win this ball game. A shot at the buzzer from Beach is no good. Sydney wins 64-56. They hang on for a dramatic MAC win on the road at Walton. And we'll be back with the post-game show in just a couple of minutes. Again, the final score, Sydney boys defeat Walton on the road, 64-56. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here, folks, live from the Walton Gymnasium as the Sydney boys hang on for a 64-56 victory here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. It was a great game, back and forth. Both teams looked very good at certain times in this game. This could be a potential playoff matchup or maybe a MAC championship preview down the road. We'll have to see. First for Sydney, 23 points. That's a game high from Kyle Smith tonight. 14 from Alex Hoskins, 10 from Colin Carl. 6 apiece from Ethan Finch and Trevor Dutton. 4 from Dawson Backus and 1 from Stephen Smith. On the other side for Walton, a tie for the game high tonight. 23 points from Dylan Jacob. Again, folks, just a freshman. 10 from Shane Merwin. 6 apiece from Jacob Beach and Alex Tweedy. 5 from Justin Beers. 4 from Gavin Griffin. And 2 from Alex Sorachinski. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Kyle Smith from Sydney. Filled it up here tonight and really helped the Warriors to get the win. 23 points from Smith, an easy choice tonight for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next is the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give that one to Alex Hoskins tonight here from Sydney. Was great on the glass, great defensively, dealt very, very well with the Walton Biggs down low. And boy, he could just jump out of the gym. Had a couple of blocks. So Alex Hoskins, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Again, another easy choice. Dylan Jacob, the freshman guard, kept Walton in this game with his energy, his enthusiasm, and, of course, his ability to get to the bucket and score. 23 points tonight, so Dylan Jacob from Walton is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, our final score, 64-56, the Sydney boys defeating Walton on the road here tonight. And I have a feeling we'll be seeing these two teams down the road again in the MAC playoffs or possibly the MAC championship. So that's going to be a lot of fun for sure. 64-56, our final score. The Sydney boys hang on to defeat Walton here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He always does such a great job for us. We'll be back next week. We're covering a lot of games, and you can check out our schedule at WCDOSports.com. I'm Nate Lull. Everybody get home safe and have a great night from CDO Sports.